Dr. Mustafa Hershey. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
So what a lot of people will hear this and may not know exactly what is the difference between the vaccines available before today and the ones available as of today?
Sure. And just quick correction to what you said. We've actually been able to book appointments for these vaccines.
For the vulnerable people, yeah.
Actually, all of us have been able to book appointments for it. It's just that those appointments would have to start today as opposed to for the past 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The difference with this vaccine is when we first developed the COVID-19 vaccines, we were using the version of the virus that was circulating around then. And basically taking a fingerprint of that virus and using that in the vaccine to train our immune systems to recognize it. We know that we have variants since then. The virus has evolved a little bit since then, and its fingerprint has changed a little bit. And that means the vaccine hasn't been able to recognize it as well, and it hasn't been working as well. And so the new version of the vaccine tries to update that fingerprint to give our immune system a better way to recognize the version of the virus going around. In reality, it's only a small difference that it's turned out to be rather than a huge difference. Obviously, you know, everybody's recommended to get a vaccine this fall. We're going into the season where COVID-19 and all other respiratory infections are going to be higher, and we want to get a little bit of a boost to our protection now, and this is the best vaccine to get. But if you've had the other vaccine recently, don't worry about it. You've also got really good protection from it.
What do we know so far about the numbers of people in Niagara who are booking or who can book? I mean, are we at the national average? Are we below the national average? Are we anywhere near what we should be, Doctor?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the national averages look like, so I can't really compare it to that. In Ontario, we did get this vaccine out much earlier than some other provinces. I look at Alberta, which I think was almost, you know, over a week later than us. So I suspect that we're not doing too bad when it comes to the national numbers. In terms of absolute numbers, though, unfortunately, the uptake has been quite low. We have, you know, in past vaccine campaigns, we've been vaccinating thousands of people a day. And in this one, we've been in the 300-400 people a day. So it has not been really large numbers. I'm hoping with it becoming more generally available today, we're going to see a much higher uptake from people. But I really want to encourage everybody to get that vaccine this fall, because we are entering a period where we are likely to see much more COVID going around. And this booster is a simple way to make sure we're protected.
Probably doesn't help when the U.S. president comes out and says the pandemic is over, because a lot of people will hear that and think, well, why bother?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we saw that the U.S. government kind of walked that back a little bit after he said those comments. You know, what I said last week is the pandemic is in a much better place than we were before. We're no longer at a place where we need to shut down parts of society or have capacity limits or all of those kinds of restrictions anymore. But it's not over. You know, we had one of our most deadly months of the pandemic just last month. People are unfortunately still being hospitalized and dying from this illness. And let's do the simple thing we can do to make sure we protect ourselves, which is, of course, getting a vaccine. And then on top of that, I'd recommend everybody also to wear masks indoors as well as the one other thing we can all do.
In terms of how long we wait between shots, what is recommended here, Doctor?
Yeah, it's recommended you wait at least 12 weeks between a prior COVID vaccine and then getting this COVID vaccine. So many people went out and got a fourth dose in early July. Mm-hmm. They're probably not quite eligible yet. They might just be coming eligible again right now. So just make sure you've got that 12 weeks in place. For otherwise, no need to worry about your timing of your flu vaccine or any other vaccines you might be getting. You can get those at any time between each other.
Doctor, I thank you. We always learn a lot, these chats that we have every week. Thanks for taking the time.
You're very welcome.